Voici la leçon 28 de Pimsleur, anglais-américain 1. Vous allez entendre une conversation entre deux amis. Les interlocuteurs diront
« Hi »
au lieu de
« Hello ».« Thanks a lot »
au lieu de
« Thank you very much ».
Ces expressions sont souvent utilisées dans la vie quotidienne.
Listen. Listen.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hi, Charles. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Not very well.
Why? What's wrong?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe you work too much.
Yes, maybe.
You know, I'm going to Boston today. My family lives there. Would you like to go with me? I'm going to leave at 5.
Yes, I would. Thanks a lot.
Dans cette conversation, vous avez entendu la femme demander
« What's wrong ?»
ce qui veut dire « Qu'est-ce qui se passe ?»
Listen again.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hi, Charles. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Not very well.
Why, what's wrong?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe you work too much.
Yes, maybe.
You know, I'm going to Boston today. My family lives there. Would you like to go with me? I'm going to leave at 5.
Yes, I would. Thanks a lot.
In English, say...
Ensemble.
Together.
Say...
Nous allons à Washington, D.C.
We're going to Washington, D.C.
Nous allons partir ensemble.
We're going to leave together.
Peut-être.
Maybe.
Ask her how much money she has.
How much money do you have?
Answer.
J'ai $100.
I have $100.
Say.
Je n'ai rien.
I don't have anything.
Demandez-lui, poliment, de vous donner $90.
Please give me $90. Please give me $90.
Answer.
Je ne veux pas.
I don't want to.
Je veux partir.
I want to leave. To leave.
Ask where she wants to go.
Where do you want to go?
Je vais à Boston.
I'm going to Boston.
Avec mes amis.
With my friends.
Peut-être.
Maybe.
Say.
Je crois que je vais à Boston.
I think I'm going to Boston.
Je veux voir Boston.
I want to see Boston.
Ensuite, je vais travailler.
Then I'm going to work.
Peut-être.
Maybe.
Et vous, est-ce que vous allez travailler?
And you? Are you going to work?
Je ne crois pas.
I don't think so.
Say,
ma femme veut acheter quelque chose.
My wife wants to buy something.
mais elle n'a pas de dollars.
But she doesn't have any dollars.
Elle n'a besoin de rien.
She doesn't need anything.
Nous n'avons besoin de rien.
We don't need anything. We don't.
Mais elle voudrait acheter quelque chose.
But she'd like to buy something.
Pour nos enfants.
For our children.
S'il vous plaît, donnez-moi 95 dollars.
Please give me $95. $95. Please give me $95.
Voilà $100.
Here's $100.
Vous pouvez partir maintenant.
You can leave now. You can leave. Oh, shoot.
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
Listen and repeat.
What does that mean? Mean. Mean. That. Does that. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Ask again.
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
What does that mean?
Le mot
shoot. Listen and repeat.
The word shoot. Word. The word.
Say again.
Le mot.
The word.
Say.
Le mot.
Shoot.
The word shoot.
Ask.
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
What does that mean?
C'est un mot en anglais.
Listen and repeat.
It's an English word. An English word. It's an English word.
Vous dites littéralement un mot anglais. Avez-vous remarqué comme
an
s'ajoute à
English?
Dites, c'est un mot en anglais.
It's an English word. It's an English word.
Ask if it's an English word.
Is it an English word? Is it an English word?
Say,
oui, je crois.
Yes, I think so.
Je crois que c'est un mot en anglais.
I think it's an English word.
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
What does that mean?
Now ask,
Est-ce que vous êtes américain?
Are you American?
Try to say,
oui, nous sommes américains.
Yes, we're American. We're American.
Now try to say,
nous avons une voiture américaine.
We have an American car. An American car.
Est-ce que vous avez entendu comme
an American
sont liés? Dites encore une fois, nous avons une voiture américaine.
We have an American car.
In English, how do you say
mot?
Word. The word.
Say the word shoot.
Shoot.
Ask what that means. Ask what that means.
What does that mean?
Say,
nous sommes ici.
We're here.
Nous sommes ici quelques jours. Jours.
Listen and repeat.
Days. Days. A few days.
Say,
quelques jours.
A few days.
Nous sommes ici quelques jours.
Listen and repeat.
We're here for a few days. 4. For a few days. For a few days. We're here for a few days.
Le mot
for
a des significations différentes en anglais. Vous l'avez déjà employé avec l'expression
for you.
Il peut aussi indiquer une durée spécifique, par exemple, pour dire combien de temps vous allez rester quelque part. Dites encore une fois, nous sommes ici quelques jours.
We're here for a few days. 4. For a few days. We're here for a few days.
Try to ask,
combien de jours?
How many days? How many days?
En employant
for,
dites deux ou trois jours.
For two or three days.
Maintenant dites, nous sommes ici trois ou quatre jours.
We're here for three or four days.
Combien de temps?
Listen and repeat.
How long? Long. Long. How long?
Ask again.
Combien de temps?
How long?
Quelques jours.
For a few days.
How long are you going to stay?
Ask what that means.
What does that mean?
le mot
stay.
The word stay.
Ça veut dire rester.
Listen and repeat.
That means restay. Means. That means. That means restay.
Oh, je comprends maintenant.
Oh, I understand now.
Ask again.
Combien de temps?
How long? How long?
Now try to ask.
Combien de temps est-ce que vous allez rester?
How long are you going to stay? Stay. How long are you going to stay?
Quelques jours.
For a few days.
Nous allons rester.
We're going to stay.
Quelques jours.
For a few days.
Parce que.
Because.
Parce que nous n'avons pas.
Because we don't have.
Beaucoup de temps.
A lot of time.
Ensuite, nous allons à Boston.
Then we're going to Boston.
Nous allons partir demain.
We're going to leave tomorrow.
Ensemble.
Together.
Notre ami habite à Boston.
Our friend lives in Boston. In Boston.
Il y travaille aussi.
He works there too.
Try to say,
il a besoin de $800.
He needs $800. $800.
Il n'a pas de voiture.
He doesn't have a car.
Il n'a pas besoin de voiture.
He doesn't need a car.
Mais il veut acheter une voiture.
But he wants to buy a car.
Il veut acheter une voiture américaine.
He wants to buy an American car.
Nous n'avons besoin de rien.
We don't need anything.
Mais nous voudrions voir notre ami.
But we'd like to see our friend.
Nous voudrions rester à Boston.
We'd like to stay in Boston. In Boston.
3 jours.
For 3 days. For 3 days.
Ask how long. Ask how long.
How long?
Ask how long he is going to stay.
How long are you going to stay?
Ask how long he's going to stay in Boston.
How long are you going to stay in Boston?
Nous voudrions rester 3 jours.
We'd like to stay for 3 days.
Nous n'avons pas beaucoup de temps.
We don't have a lot of time.
Nous ne pouvons pas rester.
We can't stay.
Nous ne pouvons pas rester 5 jours.
We can't stay for 5 days. For 5 days. We can't stay for 5 days.
Shoot.
Ask what that means.
What does that mean?
Le mot
shoot.
The word shoot.
Try to say,
je ne sais pas ce que ça veut dire.
I don't know what that means. What that means. What that means. I don't know what that means.
Say,
nous voudrions rester.
We'd like to stay.
Try to say,
nous voudrions rester aux États-Unis.
We'd like to stay in the United States. In the United States. We'd like to stay in the United States.
Mais nous n'avons pas beaucoup de temps.
But we don't have a lot of time.
Nous ne pouvons pas rester.
We can't stay.
Nous ne pouvons pas rester 5 jours.
We can't stay for 5 days.
Shoot.
Ask what that means.
What does that mean?
Le mot
shoot.
The word shoot.
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
What does that mean?
Ça veut dire zut.
That means zut.
Voilà ce que
shoot
veut dire.
That's what shoot means. That's what shoot means.
Oh, shoot.
Ceci est la fin de la leçon 28.